Amen. So I'm glad I'm saved and on my way to heaven. How about you?
Amen.
Psalms chapter 122, starting at verse number 1. If the Lord will help me, amen, I'm going to preach to us here.
Come on.
A little bit of what's on my heart. Amen. Real jumpy. Psalms chapter 122, starting at verse 1. Probably be the only verse we need. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I preached last Sunday on the church of my dreams. I'm going to preach this Sunday on the church of my dreams. Amen. If the church of Jesus Christ is what God wants it to be, it is the most important institution in all the world.
That's right. Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
You're right.
I could really stop right now, and that right there would be enough preaching.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Is there anything more important going on in Huntington today than the Church of Jesus Christ?
No.
Amen. We might rear buildings. I thought about Brother Brent. I was talking to him when he was on his way home last night. He says up around WVU, I guess West Virginia University had that stadium packed out, and they had a storm, and the storm shut the game down. And they had to delay the game for some time. Amen. But you know what? There's something going on today way more important than what they packed 40, 50, 60, 70. I forget one football started back this weekend, I guess. I read where I can't remember exactly which one it was, maybe Oklahoma or Ohio State, one of them will pack over 100,000 people in to watch a football game. That's a lot of people in it.
Amen.
Yeah.
But can I tell you what's going on today is way more important than a football game.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Reese don't have much of a filter anymore, and I don't either. Praise God, so don't worry about it. We may lift skyscrapers into the air, But none of this, no buildings you create, no industry that's made, amen, is ever going to be any more important than the Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The sensible person turns to the church in the hour of need. Amen. Let me tell you something. When everything in life goes south, you need a church.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. What does a church help you do? A church helps you bear your burdens.
Right.
Amen. A church helps ease the load.
Yes.
A church will help with sorrow.
Yes.
Amen. A church will help when you're lonely.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
What about if you become perplexed? A church can help you when you become perplexed.
Right.
If you're confronted with problems and have problems hitting and bombarding you from every side, you need church. Hallelujah. It is good to see, I love this, and I read this, I'm reading you some stuff I come across about a church, amen. It's good to see a church full of people, but it's better to see a people full of church.
Amen.
I'll give you a minute to think about that. Praise God. It's good to have a church full of people, but it's way better to have a people full of church.
Right.
Woo, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I think God thinks a whole lot about the church.
Yes.
Right. Amen. A matter of fact, I said this last Sunday. We'll say it again before I get to my points I want to make. Amen. God thought so much about the church that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God the Father sent God the Son to earth to die on a cross for you and I.
Right.
To bleed and die because he thought a whole lot about the church.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. The rich and the poor meet together at the church. Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes. Amen. I preached a little bit last week. I won't get into that. I just got some more points. I'm going to go right on down through here. The church of my dreams would be a people's church. Amen. You know, some churches, I thought about Jack Hiles. I've mentioned this in the past. Some of you may remember. But he took a church up in Hammond, Indiana, which is the outskirts of Chicago, Illinois. And it was a rather, prestigious church. You know, folks have money. But did you know Jesus cares about people that don't have money, too?
Amen.
Anyway, old Jack Hiles got up there. Jack Hiles became a very prosperous preacher. Jack Hiles hundreds of thousands of souls to the Lord. Amen. But did you know that Jack Hiles got saved on a church bus ministry? Amen. And he tells the story, the first new pair of shoes that he ever wore, his Sunday school teacher bought him at the church house. Amen. That's what you call a bus kid. Amen. Well, Jack Hiles got saved, and he believed heavily. He believed with all of his heart on bus ministries and saving the poor in the communities. Boy, did he do it. I forget how many buses at one point. I'm sure it was over 100 that they had at that. Of course, it was built to be a massive institution. At one time, they had over 25,000 members of that church up in Hammond, Indiana. And boy, did they bus the people in. Amen. They bus the poor in. They bus the homeless in. Amen. But anyway, they finally, some of the more prestigious folks of that church, they kind of got a little aggravated. Amen. And they brought old Hiles in, and they started putting pressure on him, and they said, "We're really getting tired of all these hoodlums running around in the church." Amen. "We're getting tired of the way some of them dress when they come to church. We're getting tired of them old vans out there leaking oil on the church parking lot." Amen. It's starting to really not be the kind of church we're interested in. Amen. We'd rather have a high name, high prestigious church around here. Amen. Well, I ain't got time to tell you everything Hiles told him. Amen. But he said, "Well, you know what?" Amen. "I'd rather have a little oil leaking across the parking lot." Amen. Than what Moody had leaking across his parking lot. Amen. Hallelujah. In the horse and buggy days. Amen. Come on now. And let me tell you something, church. Amen. A church of Jesus Christ ought to be a people's church. Amen. Amen. When we come to the house of the Lord, and when you walk in those doors, it ought not matter if you got money, if you ain't got money. It ought not matter if you live in a nice home or you live in not so nice of a home. It ought not matter if you drive the finest of automobiles, or if you rode your hush puppies here. Amen. Praise God. It ought not matter. It ought to be a church of the people. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Some churches are ran by a few prominent members. Amen. Oh, yeah, that's right. Some churches, there'll be a money man or two in the background that provides a lot of money for that church. And the pastor will whip himself back in a corner somewhere, and he'll sit and do what somebody breathing down his neck tells him to do because they got a little bit of money. Amen. I tell you, the church of my dreams that I'm preaching about tonight is not ran by a man that's got plenty of greenback. But the church that I'm preaching about is ran. Who runs the church? Well, Brother Jason, I thought you ran the church. Well, I'm the pastor around here, and the pastor has to be sure things are done in decency and in order. It's my job to keep order, amen? But I don't run the church. It is my dream, and it is my idea for him to run the church. When the Holy Ghost shows up, and some folks would pray and fast and get anointed, I wouldn't even be preaching right now, amen? Because the Holy Ghost would be leading the service, and somebody would get, amen, the unction of the Holy Ghost and get to shouting and the Holy Ghost get to moving in the church. That's the church of my dreams. That's the church that'll draw sinners. That's the church that'll draw the lost into the house of God. The church that's led by the Holy Ghost and the church that's ran by the power of God, and where folks are hungry for more of God. That's the church of my dreams. Amen. Woo! You ready for a little more? Amen. The idea, church, is one big happy family living and loving and working for the Heavenly Father. Amen. In my dream church, there is no old folks. There's no young folks. There's no medium-aged folks. Amen. But we're all ought to be in one mind and in one accord. I like what Brother Brent preached. He preached a lot there Saturday morning on the being the gap filler, and he talked, and he got Big Jack, and he was right on key. And he got Big Jack up there, and he got some of them that has been pillars in that church for 30 years. Amen. And then he got some of them younger boys up there, and he said, thank God for Big Jack. Amen. Thank God for these men that's been pillars. And if any church is going to be strong, it has to have pillars. Amen. If any church is going to be strong, it has to be a church. Amen. Oh, God, that's got strong men and strong women that'll stand and say, this is my church, amen, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to fast, and I'm going to be behind it. I'm going to stand behind the preacher. I'm going to stand behind the work of God, amen, and this is my church. And until a church has that, amen, there'll never be a strong church. Glory to God. But old Brother Brent said, amen, some of these young ones have to have a desire, amen, to rise up and say, I'm going to get in the gap now. Brother Jack's been in the battle for 30 years. This one's been, hey, I can't tell you all their names. That one's been in the battle for 30 years. But we need some men to get in here and say now, amen, it's my time and it's my turn and it's my place to get in the hedge and, man, fill that gap, amen, and say, I'm going to be a man of God. I'm going to be a woman of God. I want to do a work for God in this last day. Is there any gap fillers? Is there anybody that'll say, I want to be endued with power? I'm not going to stand back and depend on the preacher to do everything. I'm not going to stand back and say, well, if the preacher preaches it down, we'll have a good service. But if he don't, it'll be a dud, and it won't be worth going to. No! It ought to be worth coming to from the time the first ivory is tinkled. Amen. It ought to be worth coming to the moment we walk in the door. We ought to enter his courts with praise and with thanksgiving, saying, I'm in the house of the Lord. And there's no better place. Just to be honest with you, I'm not being mean, but to look of your faces until the time that I got up to preach tonight, you weren't very excited. You weren't very happy. And to be honest with you, it's been a dead, dry service. Hey, I come to, we got to do better than that. We got to be anointed. We got to come with desire. We got to come with purpose in the house of God.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Well, I might as well have helped her back there. She used to leave a puddle every time she went in there. Amen. We'll have a mess to clean up. But anyhow, we ought to have a desire. Amen. To have a move of God.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
Hey, Brother George, amen, we ought not come to church. Hey, I know it's only 2 hours. What is it, 10 after 3? In about 20 minutes, about 3:30 to 3:40, I'll be done. And if we're lucky, I'll get you to pray about 2 to 5 minutes. And then we're going to go out the door. Somebody's going to go home to eat. Some of you might go out to eat. Some of you might not eat at all. I don't know. We're going to go out of this place, amen, and we're not going to think much about what happened in this 2 hour period. That's not a church that God intended, but God intended for this to be a holy time, for this to be a consecrated time, for this to be a time that changes your life. This 2 hours that we gather together, it ought to be a holy, consecrated, dedicated time for the Holy Ghost to get in the midst and for us to have a move of God. And we don't just think about it today, but we think about it tomorrow. We think about it Tuesday. We think about it Wednesday and Thursday when we get up. I can't wait to get down to the house of the Lord, because it's my church.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
It's my church. Hallelujah. It's my church. Amen. Oh, God. Amen.
Touch you, Lord.
Man said he went to a factory, a large factory, had a lot of men. And he said he was astonished when those men had numbers on them. Amen. I worked at a large institution. I know a little bit of what it's like. At least it was divided up into the units. And our boss knew our name for the most part, if you stayed there long enough. Amen. But wouldn't it be terrible to work in a place where you got a number on you? 1,059. Amen. And the next man, maybe he got hired a little sooner. He's 859. Amen. Oh, I'm glad when I come into the house of the Lord, I don't just have a number, but He knows me. He knows my name. Hallelujah. I ain't going to be too hard on nobody like Brother Brent was on Brother Daniel. He was on him again the other night. But he knows how many hairs are on the top of your head. He's God. He told Brother Daniel the Lord wouldn't have a hard time counting his hair. Amen. I don't think he'd have a hard time counting my hair. Amen. But oh, isn't that mean something, Brother James? How that counts on. Brother Jeffy, amen. Doesn't that mean something that the Lord knows you so much? And think about that. He knows how many hairs, Brother George. Woo! Might not be hard for you either. Amen. Hey, God. And I ain't making fun of nobody because it ain't hard for me. Wait till you get a little older. You don't know what we're talking about. Amen. But it's just fabulous. It is almost unfathomable to be able to know that there's a God in heaven. I mean, when a job just has to put a number on you. Amen. Number 1,059. God said, that's not just number 1,059. That's Josh Perry. And not only Josh, I know how many hairs are on top of his head. Not just that, I see him when he's in his bedroom. And he's a praying. And he's a crying. And he's calling out upon the name of the Lord. Hey, I come to tell us, He knows who you are. He knows your matter of dedication. He knows what it is that you love. I said, He knows all about you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I'm not just a number. How about you? All right. Amen. The church of my dreams, let's move on, would be a live church.
Come on.
The deadest thing in the world. You ever drive down, we were driving down the road the other day, and we had the windows down. An awful stench coming there was. And said the boy said, ew, what is that? And the girls, I think they said, ew, what is that? I said, that's a dead animal. Amen. It's dead. But you know what? I'm not so sure a dead animal's the deadest thing in the world. Amen. Because at least when it dies, it don't hinder anybody else. Amen. I can't think of anything any worse than a dead church. Oh, because when it dies, it don't just die and leave a stench. It affects others. I said it affects others. Don't let me be a part of a dead church. Don't let me be a part of a church that's lost its will. Don't let me be a part of a church where nobody cares to pray and to fast and to get anointed and to have a move of God. I don't want to be a part of a church like that.
Thank you, Lord.
A live church, on the contrary, is the most beautiful thing in all the world.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Jesus. I love Brother Daniel and I ask him frequently about his garden. You can ask. I like a garden. But you know what, Brother George? Brother Daniel said it today. He said gardens didn't do no good this year.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's been dead dry.
Amen.
You know, a garden can't even do any good when it's dry. Amen. All that going on. Coming home a day or two, working. And I told Kathy and Charlie, but George some off, so they got corn over, about ready to pick. Well, the tomatoes didn't do nothing. You know, we weren't home to water nothing. tomatoes dried up. Amen. Beans didn't really do no good. They dried up. Amen. Corn did a little bit good, but instead of good ears, it's about half, you know, about half of what it used to should have been because it's dry. Oh, God. If a garden can't do any good when it's dry, how much more does a church need the rain of the Holy Ghost? How much more does a church need the power of the Holy Ghost to come by? I'm not trying to get on you too hard. I'm really not. I'm trying to unction us. I'm trying to put a desire in us. Amen. It ought not be the weight on me. Every service we come in here, that if Jason don't get a hold of it, and if Jason don't hit it out of the park, and if Jason don't put a hunger in us to get up here in the altars and pray and see God, then it'll be a dead of us, sir. That ought not be on me. He ought to put so much pressure on me. You ought to have a blowout before I ever get up here, that I ought to have pressure on me to say, I don't know if I can follow such singing as that. I don't know if I can follow such anointing as that. Great God, give us the power of the Holy Ghost that make us alive.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus,
Mom, a beautiful tree, a beautiful fruit tree. There's nothing, I mean, I love to see an apple tree full off. Mm-hmm. Peaches. Reese won peaches the other day. We stood up there in Columbus. She said, man, I like to have some peaches. I like a good peach, don't you?
Yes.
Especially a good vine, I say vine, tree ripe peach. Mm-hmm. And a good peach that ripes right on the tree. And you get it off me, there's an old man I used to mow for up there, up around Guy and Dog, that way. He had a peach tree in his backyard. Me and Bill couldn't wait about this time of year. That old peach tree would get ripe. And we'd pick the peaches off that tree and eat them right while we was mowing. Woo! Oh, Reese said, I like to have a good peach. I said, Reese, I'll get you a peach. They sent her peaches up on the tray, amen. But oh, it's some old peaches they pick about 2 or 3 weeks, and then they try to ripen them up, and then they can them, and then they ship them and do all that stuff. It ain't quite as good, is it? Amen. As a real, ripe, fully grown, and live peach, amen. Oh, I come to tell a church, let's get alive. Let's get alive. I ain't trying to be mean. Maybe we won't have anybody show up Thursday night. I don't know. But I do know this. Amen. If we do show back up, let's come alive. Let's don't show up Thursday night and not have prayed until altar service on Sunday. In just a minute, we're going to have altar service. And some of you, I'm going to get 2 to 5 minutes of prayer out of you. And that's going to be the last time some of you praise until Thursday night. And then we gather Thursday and we have another dud of a service. And we want to know why. We don't pray. We don't fast. We don't read the Word of God. And we're swimming and dying.
Yes. You're right,
brother. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't win or lost. Amen.
Amen.
You can't put a bunch of eggs under a dead hen, they won't hatch out.
That's right,
man.
Come on.
Right,
come on.
Is that
all right?
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
A dead hen won't hatch 5 chickens.
Nope.
You can put them in an incubator. As long as they got some heat, they'll hatch out.
Yeah.
How many can agree with me? We got to have some heat around here.
Amen.
How many can agree with me? We got to have something moving around here.
Right.
Amen. How many can agree with me? If we're going to reach the lost. Amen. Brother Brent got me stirred up Saturday. Amen. They have a homeless ministry. They got a brother with a desire runs out. They get out and do the juvenile detention. They got somebody with a burden that does that. They got people out there hungry and they get them in. But when they get them in, they have a live church. They have the Holy Ghost moving in the midst. Amen. That can help them. And if God's going to grow this church, and if God is going to have revival, we got to have members that's hungry. Amen. And alive. And praying. And reading the Word. And having a desire to get closer to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Some of you are.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Like I said, it don't matter to me anymore, church.
Bless you.
Here's what I do know. I give 14 prime years of my life to this work right here. And we're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Or the Lord's going to call me on somewhere else. Because we're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road. Hey! Amen. Oh, God. Oh. You know the only thing I told y'all for 14 years I've worn around here? You know the only thing I told you for 2 years that I've worn around here? Not a bigger payday. I've never asked for a dime. Amen. I ain't asked for nothing besides a move of God, besides the people that want to get hungry and have a Holy Ghost service and have a movement of the Holy Ghost. That's all I desire.
Come on, Jesus.
And until we have that, we ain't gonna have the hand of God on us.
Right. Come on.
Brother Brandt preached tonight. He never even been in this church.
Right.
He didn't know nothing.
Bless him, Lord.
And he has to get up here and tell you, there's a time and place for all things.
Right.
Most of you ain't got enough sense to know that.
Come on.
Amen. That there's a time to keep your mouth shut. Amen. And just get in there and pray. And just get in there and push the cart. And just get in there and say, I don't care about my agenda. I don't care about what I think. I don't care about what I want. I want what God wants. And I know some of you think I'm a little too bold right now. And just look at me here. I want to let you know I love you, but I don't really care what you think anymore. We've been spinning our wheels for too long. We're like an old Jeep in the mud, Sister Dottie. Amen. Here we are. We're burning rubber. The wheels are turning, but we ain't moving an inch. We ain't going nowhere. Amen. We can't get enough power of God to get anywhere. We can't get enough Spirit of God to get to moving. We're happy just spinning our tires and letting the devil wreak havoc.
Oh God.
This is a very vital time, Lord, in the history of this church. This is a very vital time, God. This church is going to go. Look at that, right here. Is there anybody sitting in these pews that'll say, I'm going to change. I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it different. I'm going to get hungry. I'm going to change me. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to change my desires. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my spirit. Oh, God, is there anybody in this service today that'll say, I want to be different?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Lord, Jesus.
Some of you have a spiritual bone in your body, you'd be praying right now. You'd be asking God to help us right here. This is a very critical hour right now. A very critical moment in the history of this church right now. Right now. Is there anybody hungry? Is there anybody saying, I'm hungry, God, I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to come Thursday night and be led. I'm not going to come another service and just sit there and soak it up and not contribute. Amen. Not add, not push the train, not push the car. Woo. I drove by the other day and I seen a a vehicle. I guess I must have ran out of gas, and I felt bad. I was in traffic myself. I couldn't park, but I felt bad that I couldn't get out and push that vehicle. I really did. I felt bad. I thought, Brother Carson, I ought to put this truck in neutral and get up there and get out there and help push that car. They was pushing up a little bank, trying their best to get that car out of the road. Amen. Oh, but you know what? Amen. My desire was to push it. Amen. That's my question here. I didn't even get through my message, but I'm done. Is there anybody got any desire to push? Is there anybody got any desire to say, I'm going to push this car? Amen. I'm going to get it up the road. Hey, we're at a critical moment. The car's out of gas. There's a hill in front of us. But we got to have somebody to push. We got to have somebody to push. We got to have somebody that'll say, you can count on me to push. I'm not going to tear down. I'm not going to run my mouth. Amen. And tell tales and stories. Amen. And put others down. Talk about people. Amen. Have the great God run my mouth against the preacher. Run my mouth against anybody else. No, I'm going to push. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push. I'm going to get behind the work of God. And I'm going to push.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. 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 Jesus.
All right, sis. I'll pray with you here in just a second. Amen. Said they want to rededicate their lives. Amen. Rededicate them to the Lord and to the church. Amen. Is there anybody else in here saying, man, I want to push. I want to get in behind. Amen. I want to push. I want to push. I want to get in behind. I got to push. I got to push. I ain't going to tear down. I'm going to lift up. Amen. I'm going to lift. I'm going to push. I'm going to get in behind. Amen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get a burden. I'm going to get a desire. Amen. I'm going to try to do something for the work of God.
Time.
together.